needed to happen to try and get the game.
Yeah, I thought the third was much better. I mean, obviously still back and forth, and I think we're relying on Pecs a little too much to make those saves, but we had a good pushback. We had a big goal, and obviously some of the calls didn't go in our favor, and that's going to happen, but we need to find a way to kill those off and do our best in front of Pecs, and just tonight it didn't happen.
How much was that up to your face on
the
same side?
Yeah, it just more or less it was a knuckle puck and slapped me in the chin, I guess.
This was asked earlier, but you guys got the great start there. 3-0. What do you think went wrong there in the second period?
Yeah, we just stopped playing. It's, I mean, clear as day. I think you could see that. And you can't win hockey when you stop playing midway through the second.
Is there a lesson to be learned in this?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about it all the time. Being consistent, playing a full 60, and no team's perfect, but obviously lesson learned. But I think we all know we have to be better all the time. And yeah, we're going to learn from our mistakes, break down some video and what we can do better and come back with a better effort.
How much do you guys hear the crowd at all, especially when PK had the puck and the booing? Do you guys notice that?
I think we're so used to it with our fans. Our building's rocking every single game of the year. So, I mean, it's just another game for us because our fans do the same thing.
Based on the last two games, like the hockey you're expecting, all the goals and back and forth, a lot of scoring chances.
Yeah, every game's different. You know, you might have one that's 1-0. You might have one that's what it was tonight. So, yeah, like I said, everything happens differently in each game, and tonight it obviously wasn't that tight.
Thank you, Kevin.